put a lockdown on the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline for a simple reason. It's the final segment of Sports Talk on a Monday when we take a peek back and see what popped for us over the weekend, who stood out, who made an impression. I believe it goes a little something like this.
Down the lane he comes, floating around the wing, got it! 0.3 seconds remain! Woo, Damian Lillard! How dare you!
Swing and a miss! 20 strikeouts for Max Scherzer.
Kenyon Barner, you just cannot stop him. He has put on a show here tonight.
It's Messi!
Into his shorts and he'll still be cool.
Shadooby. That's right. Final segment of the 4 o'clock hour on a Monday. Time for Hot Valley's Divine Shine, brought to you by Divine Shine Hybrid Ale. Bright, hazy appearance, tropical aromas, and a velvety smooth finish. Unfiltered hybrid ale packs a bunch of flavors while keeping the drinkability of a blonde, creaminess of a Hef, all the hop aroma of a Northwest Pale. There is nothing else like it in the marketplace right now. Hop Valley's Divine Shine Hybrid Ale. Steve, Nick, and I'm Alex. Going to give some stories from around the world. Not stories from around the world. Where am I? Did I get a concussion? We're going to give our top performers from over the weekend. And I don't know. Who's going to start? Should I start?
No,
so I don't fall down.
No,
and, like,
you got to start.
I thought we'd go last.
You're actually in injure
deep.
Myself
you
or something.
Contain yourself.
All right, I'm going to start off. I know he's a total bag coming off last week against Atlanta, but Jose Urania absolutely shined over the weekend.
Man, I'm so hyped right now.
And he is a bag for throwing at Acuna. I'm not sure anyone outside Keith Hernandez or Don Mattingly will tell you otherwise, but he appealed his suspension, and until that process plays out, eligible to throw. So Mattingly threw him out there against the Nationals, and he shoved. 9 innings, just giving up 2 hits, 2 walks, 1 earned run, and his teammates hooked him up with 12 runs of support. We all know he's a loser, and he is, but if you want to show up the world when everybody is saying that kind of stuff about you, you can't really do much better than Urania did against Washington. I mean, it's like shining a turd, which Mythbusters prove you can actually do.
It's very
that's a thing. But
that's very true.
Jose Urania did shine.
You go Urania, I say Acuna, and he has been shining.
Let's man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible!
So Acuna became a big name because of his being on the wrong end of a Jose Urania fastball that he had thrown at him wrongly because he had actually been on such a tear. Last week, Acuna earned NL Player of the Week honors for this week with his 13 hits, 4 home runs, 3 of them leading off the game, 9 RBI, 3 stolen bags, and he hit .464. The NL is the 20-year-old is making a strong push for NL Rookie of the Year after his return from the DL, and he is the shining future of the Braves.
Oh,
my heavens!
Oh, that would be my turn.
Your turn.
I'm going to go Kansas City Chief quarterback Pat Mahomes, who was shining.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible!
Yeah, we know playing quarterback at the highest level is more than ridiculous physical tools. You don't have to be Roethlisberger's size or have the arm strength of Elway, but it don't hurt. Holmes is a big guy, 6'3", about 230, but height and weight-wise, nothing that would stand out for a current NFL quarterback. So, Falcons Chiefs, second quarter, KC ball on their own 30. Mahomes drops, feels a little heat from his right, steps up, and corks one deep to Tyreek Hill, who had gotten behind the defense. Touchdown. The ball traveled 69 yards in the air.
Oh, nice.
As NFL writer Ben Baldwin said, since 2009, the list of quarterbacks who've completed a pass in the air that far, Aaron Rodgers. Next on the list, there is nobody else on the list. And for those who are saying, oh, it's against backup, sure. Does having your third string in there mean the ball traveled less mileage? Nope. He was shining.
Praise heaven, it's a miracle!
I know it came at the expense of my A's, and he didn't necessarily play the best game of his career, but Justin Verlander shined.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. It's impossible!
And here's why. He gave up 4 runs over 5 1/3, but the end result is really what matters here. The Astros beat the A's, regained the AL West lead. The win gave him 200 for his career, which we've talked about. Joined him with CC Sabathia and Bartolo Colon as the only active pitchers with 200 wins and over 2,500 strikeouts.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that would be a record. He also became the fourth pitcher in MLB history with fewer than 125 losses and 2,600 strikeouts at the time of his 200th career win. The others, Roger Clemens, Randy Johnson, Pedro Martinez. But the win was huge and exactly what Houston gave up 3 prize prospects for to get him last year. Houston was on the verge of being swept by Oakland, so their ace did what it took to get them a big win and help them take a 1-game lead on the West. So as much as I hate it, Justin Verlander shine.
The Colorado Rockies are shining.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible!
Rock Sober is coming, everyone, and we need to prepare for it. The Rockies are now a half game back of the Arizona Diamondbacks, 1.5 up on the Dodgers in the NL West, but it's how the Rockies have grinded their way to the top of the NL West that needs to be brought into the light. The last 44 games the Rocks have played... The last 44 games the Rocks have played were all against teams that were at or above 500 at the time. So 44 games ago, on June 27th, the Rockies were in fourth place in the West, 8 games back of Arizona. They went 30-14 in their last 44 games in that span. They had a win streak of 5 of 7, 2 streaks of 4, and just in the last 10 against the Dodgers, Astros, and Braves, they went 8-2. You're going to hear a lot about the offense because they play at Coors, and they've got their Triple Crown and MVP threat candidate Nolan Arenado, but the start pitching has been on a tear that you should be paying attention to, and they are all shining.
Oh my heavens!
By the way, when you texted and said you had the Rockies for this, I was like, man, I was gonna pick them. Nice.
Nailed it.
Forced me to go. Brant Snedeker, the newest member of the 59 Club and Wyndham Champ. That's very shiny.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible!
Yeah, shot 59 in the first round, Greensboro, North Carolina. Then the weekend hit, very competitive tournament. And with the PGA in the rear view, football fast approaching with what's happening at Ohio State and Maryland, plus these fantastic pennant races, I think a lot of people kind of forgot about it. And heading into the final round, this was far from a done deal. The lead was 2, others loomed on a course where obviously scores were trending low, and with multiple players clipping at his heels, he shot 65, wins it going away by 3. This is a guy who hadn't won on tour since 2016, did not qualify for the Masters, missed the cut in the British Open, barely made the top 50 in the other 2 majors. But that 59, by the way, the only one that ever started with a bogey, absolutely shining.
Praise heaven, it's a miracle!